My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. So this week is a solo episode, just little old me. If we have not met before, my name is Kirsty. I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. And as you could tell from the intro, I'm a little bit obsessed with this kind of work. It's so funny. As this episode's out now, I will be living in London. We will have relocated, but at time of recording, I almost need you to understand the chaos that is around me. I'm sat on my bedroom floor, as per usual, where I always record, but I am surrounded by boxes. And I woke up this morning feeling completely overwhelmed. There's so much to do. All of my things are going into 3 different locations. And so to try to feel like super organized, I had to come back to one of my core principles. And I thought, actually, this could be a really great podcast episode to share this and kind of how I live in line with this and what really makes a difference for me. So that is my non-negotiables. Now, this term gets thrown around quite a lot, but actually to put into practice is super difficult. My non-negotiables are things that are not up for discussion. They're things that look after my physical, mental, emotional, spiritual well-being. There are things that I need in my life as my baseline to be able to build from. And I think it's super important for everybody on this earth to have their own non-negotiables and things for people to try to understand about them. Sometimes when I say that, honestly, it really does trigger people. And I know that can feel almost quite brash and kind of goes away from the place of compassion and authenticity that this podcast is all about, that this work is all about, that my beliefs are all about. But it doesn't. Actually, you do this because when your baseline level is respected, is looked at, is cared for, your non-negotiables are accepted, you then thrive, you then grow into this space. You have this ability to truly create anything that you want in life, but you have to find a way to be able to fully respect yourself first. There is a great quote that was passed down from me. Now, this goes to, oh my goodness, a coach that I must have had maybe 10 years ago. And it was, do not tolerate disrespect, not even from yourself. Do not tolerate disrespect, not even from yourself. How amazing are those words? How many times have you actually felt yourself disrespect what you truly believe in? Disrespect your core values, your core beliefs, to fit in around someone else's non-negotiables, around someone else's way of life, around their mindset, their goals, their values. And yet we just go along and we think that's okay. And the difficulty with this is that when you are not having your non-negotiables respected, it will snowball and it will just add a little bit at a time. Maybe one thing that doesn't sit right with you this month, and then maybe something else that doesn't sit right with you the next month. Before you know it, 2 years down the line, you're living completely out of line of your core values. You're wondering why you're not feeling in alignment, why you're not feeling happy, why you don't feel respected, why you don't feel listened to, cared for. And it's a slippery slope, because if we allow ourselves to fall into that trap, that is what will happen. So it's really simple to set them, and it's really effective. And this is something I do with every client I work with. In our first session, we focus on like self-care and self-love. Let's set our non-negotiables. Let's work out our boundaries. Let's work out
our boundaries as coach and client. First of all, what do you like? What do you not like? How can I respect you? How can I work with you in a way that empowers you, that makes you feel respected and cared for? Because I truly do. All right. And it's that gorgeous feeling, isn't it? When someone like fully listens to you and fully embraces you, you feel at home. You feel like you can say anything that you want to say or need to say. There's so much magic in that. And maybe this is brand new to you. Maybe you have them set in stone and this is reaffirming that. And that's a great feeling as well. But if it's brand new to you, you know, have a think in this moment and look around. Maybe close your eyes and just think for a minute, what is the baseline? What are my non-negotiables that I need in my day to be able to thrive? So I'm going to give you mine and share mine and how they have been received by certain people and how they have not been received by certain people to really show you where the place for growth is. We are obsessed with growth mindset on this podcast, and I want to give you as many tools as I can for free to take you on this journey. So my baseline non-negotiable every single day is that I have time and space to meditate. And I know as a meditation teacher, that's obvious, but actually like life can run away with you. Like for example, when I woke up this morning and I was completely overwhelmed with how much there is to do, obviously being self-employed, I can't really take time off. There is deadlines, working with lots of clients. There's so much going on, trying to move house amidst all of this. And I could have easily got up this morning and just ran upstairs, made my coffee, ran back downstairs, kind of had like 10 minutes scrolling Instagram and being in that chaotic mindset. But I know that would not help me. All that's going to do is raise my cortisol throughout the day. I won't sleep well and the same feeling will happen the next day. So I went back to basics this morning. I woke up feeling like that. And my first thing that I always, always do is meditate. So it can be super simple. For me, there is an incredibly famous meditation called the Love and Kindness Meditation. And that's the one I did this morning because I needed to show myself that love and that kindness. Recognize that we are just human. We cannot do everything every day. We cannot do all the things. As Glennon Doyle would say, we can do hard things, but sometimes it can feel like a lot. And it feels like a lot right now. When you're listening to this, I'll be settled in the first pit stop where we are for a month before we move into the new house. But I'm probably going to be feeling in a much different headspace already from that. Knowing that these non-negotiables are baseline things that you need, but you need different things on different days, and being in tune with your body, your mind, your spirit. Everything like that is going to help you to really decipher what is it that I actually need today. So my first non-negotiable is being respected enough to have quiet around me, to be left on my own in the morning, to be able to do that, to have that space, which I completely do. I have a very supportive partner who loves my work. So I get to enjoy that in the morning. And that today truly changed my mindset. And as I work and go into like other non-negotiables, some of them get quite a bit deeper. So I just want you to know that, again, these are things that I've worked on for years, absolutely years. But a non-negotiable for me is someone who is completely unkind, selfishness, somebody who is kind of always wants you to help them. And it isn't a two-way street, you know. The energy, the exchange of energy isn't right. That is a non-negotiable for me now, but that has come with age. When I was in my 20s, I was a complete people pleaser. I would say yes to everything. I didn't want anyone to dislike me. I didn't want anyone to judge me. I didn't want people to think poorly of me or my work or my expertise. Whereas now my circle is smaller than it has ever been, but it is rock solid. There is nobody in my circle that I worry about, I feel apprehension towards. I wonder, are they talking about me behind my back? all of these different things that I used to worry about, I don't have any of that anymore. And I'm not just saying this like because it's, you know, I'm in a really great place. Like, I truly don't have any of that. It is a complete non-negotiable for me. I just want to let that resonate for a moment, because I know for some people I may have said that, and instantly now somebody might be front of mind to you. So take a moment to acknowledge that and know that that is okay. We can grow apart from people. You know, we had a beautiful episode with Jules on HEP, episode 1, and he even talked about friendships are different now. You know, just because you went to school with somebody or you live in a certain area doesn't mean you have to stay friends forever. You need to find a circle and have a circle of support around you that truly care about you, that are there for you, that listen to you, that respect you. Because if you don't do that, like that quote said, do not tolerate disrespect, not even from yourself. Non-negotiables are a true form of self-care. Self-care isn't all bubble baths and, you know, a glass of rosé, although they sound fantastic to me right now. Self-care goes way deeper than that. Having these clear non-negotiables in your mind, non-negotiables are not up for discussion. There is no compromise around them, but they're not cruel. They're not shunning someone else's emotions. They're actually putting you in your foundation of where you need to be to allow you to step into your growth mindset. So trying to remember that and trying not to worry and feel anxious about having these. Another non-negotiable for me, and this seems maybe really obvious, but is that I need to have an hour of my own time a day. Right. So I don't have children yet, but I know that's incredibly difficult for people who do. But even when I do have a family, I am going to find a way to curate a life that gives me 1 hour of time to myself a day. Whenever I work with a client, we say the exact same thing. I want you to have either 20 minutes to an hour a day of complete you time. And for me, I have a bath every night, but even like running the bath is a process, and finding the music I want to listen to and putting the candles on and creating the mood, creating the ambiance to take me and transition me from my day to my night, because working from home has been incredibly difficult and the association with work is around you all the time. So, you know, I've got a deadline. Why don't I just sit on my laptop until 9 p.m. Yeah, why not get ahead on that? And all you're doing is creating so much noise in the mind, so much chaos, raising the cortisol. A non-negotiable for me is I need that time to myself to not be disturbed. I don't answer phone calls, I don't answer messages, I turn off notifications. It is completely for me. In my role and my line of work, we give out so much energy every day that you have to replenish. You have to fill yourself back up again. Fill up that cup. What is it that you do? Are you giving all day? Maybe you have 4 children at home and you're constantly giving. Maybe you work for the NHS and all you've done is work incredibly long shifts in the most stressful time in your career. Maybe you're also a coach and you also find it difficult. You know, maybe you're just starting out as a coach and you haven't found the balance yet, worked out how many clients to have a day and what feels good for you. Step into that. Find how you're feeling in this moment. What is it that you need? Where can I put this hour into my day that works for me? And it can be anything. Maybe for some people, it's putting in headphones and going for a nice walk or reading a book. Some people love even getting ready, doing their makeup, doing your hair, like taking yourself out of that moment, maybe watching a vlog on YouTube, whatever it is for you. I want you to try to make that a non-negotiable minimum time, 20 minutes, ideally an hour a day. There are 24 hours in the day. I think you can find one for yourself. I truly, truly believe this is one of the biggest parts of transformation. We learn to let go the busyness, the fast pace, the stress that's around us. I am a projector by human design. If you listened to our episode last week, you'll know all about human design now. And so for me to work at a full pace constantly, it doesn't work in my favor. It stunts my creativity. It stops my flow of energy. It makes me resent my work that I'm doing. I end up falling into a state of mind that's towards bitterness, anger, frustration. And that's not a good place to be if you're trying to hold space for anybody. So giving yourself that time is a complete non-negotiable for me. Stepping away from people who are unkind, finding time to meditate, and thinking about truly how much do you ask for in your life from other people? Pondering over this question for a moment, truly, like, how much do you really ask for in life from other people? Because I know that I don't ask for a lot. I don't really need support. I don't have friendships that I take from. I definitely give more than I take, but that's the nature of my personality. I don't ask for much. So that's why I set non-negotiables and why I feel empowered by them. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always liked to have time on my own in my day. And so at first, going into a pandemic and being around your partner 24/7, and no matter how wonderful they are, and he truly is, felt challenging. I like my own space. I thrive on my own. My creativity comes to me when I'm on my own. So that was something to navigate and work out. And now a non-negotiable is that I have my own space, have my own time at home in the day. In the day, we don't really interact. It's like we're almost not there with each other and as though we're there at work. And it may seem really cold and really strange to some people, but I am telling you, it is wonderful, because then in the evening, you feel like you're spending quality time with somebody. There isn't that pressure. There isn't that pressure to be on all the time, to be in that talkative mood. If you feel yourself wanting to retreat, wanting to take that step back, listen to what your intuition is telling you, because you are guided by that. What is it that you need? For me, it is imprinted in me as a projector from birth that we need our own space and we need rest. As a child, I would love to play with other children, but also love to be in my room on my own for hours and hours, playing, drawing, coloring, whatever that was, ever since I was a young girl. So then when you kind of find yourself in a relationship, you need to work out the balance. And this isn't about you. I love being around you, but for me, this is what I like and I need in order to be a great partner for you. The phrasing and the reframing of these thoughts: you deserve to have everything that you need and desire in your life. You deserve to be able to set healthy boundaries, and you deserve to be able to have non-negotiables, no matter what the relationship, whether it's in work, whether it's at home, whether it's with friends, whether it's with family. You deserve to have those non-negotiables without being questioned. And without being asked why you need that, or why is it that you need that and I don't need something like that? I don't understand why you need that. Or even worse, no, you don't need that. No, that's not a thing for us to be talking about. End of discussion. That language, if that is ever given to you, know in the back of your mind that your non-negotiables are not up for discussion. In fact, I believe that is the exact terminology within the dictionary. It is not up for discussion. These are not things that you need to compromise on, but these are things that you need for your healthy mindset, for your growth mindset, and to be able to help you. I just wanted to share that this week, and it came to me like really spontaneously. And actually, it's quite nice to do a really raw episode like that, because often I kind of have guests planned and a little bit of a process of what I'm thinking. And today I thought, oh my goodness, I need those non-negotiables more than ever. And I want to share it with you guys. I would love to know what a non-negotiable is for you. I would love to know any difficulty you've had. And feel free to reach out to me at Kirsty Rayner on Instagram whenever you like. We can always talk about these things, but maybe today, maybe your task could be thinking about what your top three non-negotiables are in your life right now. Take that moment. Embrace that moment. Listen to your body, listen to your mind, and think about exactly what it is that you need today. Before we go, you know what time it is. Get comfortable, get cozy, take a moment. If you're busy in your day, pause this, come back to it tonight. And I want us just to have a few minutes together in our mini meditation. So really taking a moment just to find a comfortable seat, checking in with the body, noticing how you're feeling. How is the mind feeling today, especially after that episode? Sometimes it can bring things forward from the subconscious. So we really want to take a moment to recognize that. Breathing deeply and just beginning to let go with the exhale. Deep breath. Feeling the breath move in the body. Feeling the breath in the chest and the belly. Acknowledging the chest and the belly as they rise and fall. Breathing deeply into this space. And just beginning to settle in and allow the mind to slow down. I want you to focus on this mantra for today. I am worthy of respect. I respect myself. I know exactly who I am. I am worthy of respect. I respect myself. I know exactly who I am. Breathing in. Breathing out. Slowly focusing on those words. Absorbing them into the mind, into the soul. Allowing yourself to feel completely confident in this moment. I am exactly where I am supposed to be. Right here in this meditation, we are all together in this moment. Drawing your breath into the belly. Maybe you want to put one hand onto the belly and feel that connection and acknowledge who you are, the strength that you have within you. You know what you want. You know what you desire. You know what you deserve. Taking a moment to gently open the eyes. And just acknowledging where you are right now and how you feel. Knowing that this work, this mindset work, reframing can be very difficult. Some people may receive it in a negative way, but just ride that wave. Gentle steps, gentle movement towards a goal. Small progress is still progress. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. If you didn't, don't worry about it. You can just leave that. Tell a friend, tell your colleague, share, come and chat to me. I am at Kirsty Rayner on Instagram, or come and follow us at Mindset and Me Podcast. Thank you so much. Have a great week.